Presley with Martin Besser. How hard can it be?
How hard can it be to tell you what you do for a living just by hearing your voice?
Kijk, it's a skill that you kind of learn subconsciously when you work on radio. You get to pick up on those slight little nuances that people have. And I don't honestly think it would be terribly hard.
Those social cues.
Yes.
Yeah, I think when it comes to radio, people tend to want to focus on the superficial. That's why you always hear, oh, you don't look anything like I thought you would look. That's not what we listen for.
No. Mm. And I've also interviewed many psychics over the years.
Yes, you have.
And they have learned me once. They've taught me. Learned me. Welcome back to school, kids.
Yeah.
They have learned me.
Yeah.
A skill.
Which is?
So, people do subconsciously give you what you want to hear. Most people want you to get it right.
Got you. They're rooting for you.
Subconsciously.
Yes.
Not consciously.
Right.
So when you ask them, I suppose investigators, police.
This is true.
Have a similar kind of interview technique.
Yes. Right?
The more people speak, the more they talk.
Yes.
The more they reveal.
The more they reveal. Yeah.
Okay.
Eddie is on the line, guys. Eddie, out of Kempton Park. How are you doing, Eddie?
I'm having a good morning and it's very cold, sir.
Having a good morning and it's very cold. Now, already, Eddie is the kind of guy who's going to give us more than we ask for. Because I just asked him how he is. He could have said, I'm fine. But he told me, what did you say?
It's very cold, sir.
But before that?
I'm having a good morning and it's very cold, sir.
Okay, so here we go. This is now exactly tapping into what the psychics over the years taught me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When someone like Eddie, he didn't just say, I'm fine.
Yeah.
The kind of person who says, fine, is probably a guy who's never expected to say more.
Yeah.
So that'll be a guy who works possibly in IT or in finance.
Got you. Right. So the interactions with other humans is kind of limited.
Yeah. There's no expectation to give
you
more. There's no expectation to please.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. So already I can tell you, Eddie is not in one of those kind of jobs
right.
where you can get away with just going, fine.
I'm a rot. So he's a bit of a communicator.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So am I on the right track, Eddie?
You are very much on the right track, Squire.
Good.
Did you say Squire?
Yeah, you see, he said Sir previously, and now he said Squire this time around.
You are in the kind of industry where you have to please people.
Keep them happy.
Keep them happy.
Well, I am married, so.
Oh, you're a funny guy as well.
Sense of humor, says things like sir and squire.
So it's theatrical?
Yes.
So you definitely have a background in theater?
Yes, I would say.
You've hung around. Okay, put it this way. Have you spent time with people that are more theatrical?
Yeah, thespians.
Yeah, I have.
You have?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so based on our very brief interaction.
Yeah.
Two sentences, eh?
I'm going to say that Eddie is an entertainer of some kind.
Martin, you're fantastic, dude. I've met you a couple of times before. I'm a professional clown. Your team has actually interviewed me one time. Well done, guys. Well done. I thought I was going to have you there.
Oh, my word. I don't know if I would have gotten clown right, but entertainer of some kind.
Yeah.
Not your average guy in finance or IT, with all due respect to those.
No, well done, guys. Hey, Martin, you still have to get me onto How Hard Can It Be. I want to teach you how to juggle, dude.
You're on.
Yeah, nice.
Oh, you're on now.
Yes.
Juggling. Oh, I do it a lot. I do it on a weekly basis.
Time.
Who's the clown now?
Yeah.
Eddie, absolutely. Hey. I love it so much. The invite is there. We'll set that up at some point. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Squire.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Well done.
Bye. How hard can it be?
Really, honestly.
Yeah, clearly not.
I mean, give us a challenge.
careful what you wish for.
084-850-0942. Well, guess your occupation just by the sound of your voice and a couple of words.
You're with your own family. Breakfast with Martin Besser.
So if you're just tuning in, we are busy with how hard can it be? How hard can it be to tell you what you do for a living by just hearing your voice? Just a couple of words from you. So far, very easy.
Yeah, look, that's not hard at all. In fact, I feel like we should use the skill to, I don't know, do superhero work.
HR work.
Thank you.
Don't give them ideas.
Brought to you by Vitafin Multivitamin and Mineral, available at your nearest pharmacy or online.
Life is full of challenges. With a busy and demanding schedule, you sometimes need to stop and ask yourself, how hard can it be? With Vitafin Multivitamin and Mineral, life's hurdles are adventures with triumphs to celebrate. Our complete one-a-day multivitamin and mineral is a comprehensive 27-way supplement formulated with added vitality-enhancing ginseng. If you start your day with Vitafin, how hard can your day be? Vitafin Multivitamin and Mineral is available at your nearest pharmacy or online.
How hard can it be?
It's Vanessa. Hello, Vanessa.
Hi.
Is that a metronome going? Are you in an orchestra?
Music teacher.
No, it's just my habit.
Okay. All right. Vanessa, is you Afrikaans of Engels?
Afrikaans of Engels, makkie
sakkie. Waar vanaf kom jy?
Ek kom van Pretoria Noord.
This is from Pretoria Noord. She's got her hazards going. She pulled over to speak to us. Mm-hmm. She's a very responsible person.
Very responsible. I agree with you.
A very responsible person, comfortable with laughing. Sounds like she's got some kind of joy in her life. Vanessa, are you getrouwd?
Ja, ik is. Ik is deel van die joy for my life.
Okay, en het je kinders?
Nee, net
wenkie
kinders.
Wenky Kinners, Only Animals. She's married. She's from Pretoria North. Het jy tertiair studeer om te doen wat jy doen?
Ja, okay.
Alright, so yes, jy doen 'n professionele job.
Ja.
The sciences. There's something about Vanessa that's giving me the sciences.
There's something measured about her.
Yeah.
Alright, Connor?
So, now that you mention it, maybe. Initially, I thought finance.
Did you think finance?
I thought finance because of the hazards going off.
You mean the warning?
The warning. just responsible thinking.
Conscientious.
I will do this, even though most people don't necessarily do it.
I'm kind of getting law vibes, like attorney company, law firmy, kind of vibe. Ek weet nie hoekom nie. Okay. Because it doesn't have. Hoe lang is jy al getroud?
So 4.5 months.
Okay. All right. So you know, 4.5 months married. Don't have kids yet.
Yeah.
You know,
dogs,
responsible. Did you cut that work?
I get caught. My unfortunately,
my old sheepdog.
Old sheepdog.
An old sheepdog.
So she's got farming, maybe.
Space.
Yeah, she's got.
Background experience, yes.
Agriculture.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm. Unless you have sheep, het jy skape? So is your family, enige van your family plase?
My oupa het 'n plaas gehad, maar op die stadium nie. Ja,
ons het nie 'n plaas. Sien, Afrikaans, mense het gehou van regte in daai tyd.
Ek weet, maar ek voel ook, daar's iets oor die wetenskap wat ek weet nie wat dit is nie.
Like a scientist.
Yeah, there is a scientific kind of element that's giving me...
Biology teacher.
Thank you. There's something like that coming through.
Okay, so either scientist,
yeah.
A teacher, a science teacher.
Science teacher, yeah.
And then a wild card, I'm feeling something with
agriculture.
With law.
With law in the background.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm like a candidate attorney or something.
Okay, so it's a bit agterpad.
I think it is.
Okay, explore that.
So there was something about it, like full swath. I'm getting microbiologist, I'm getting possibly even phlebotomy, I'm getting. Does it smit? What means I drippers? Any wit lab coat? Does it smit that?
Can't we just call her a scientist?
What did I lock say?
Yeah.
A scientist.
A wetenskapliker.
A navorser.
Ooh.
You're in research. You work in Linwood at the NSRI.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah, there we go.
Umper,
is it not NSRI? That's the people. CSIR. NSIR work at the coast. CSIR.
Yeah, yeah.
You work in Linwood at the CSIR. Or you do research in marine biology
for the research. Oh,
okay, scientist.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I guess
a
geologist.
Geologist.
That's very close, guys.
Wow. I don't know a lot of geologists.
Okay.
Well done, Felicity.
Thank you.
Well done, Yala.
Ah, thank you. Bye bye, Vanessa.
Good job.
Alright.
Guys, honestly.
She tried to be stony.
Do they even pay us enough for all these skills?
No. I mean, come to us, we will figure out things.
Should we try one more? Do we quit while we're ahead?
I think one more.
Ooh. Because so far so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One more?
One more.
Okay, give us a tough one. Yeah. Well, geologist.
geologist is really left field.
Okay, we'll do one more. 084-850-0942. So far, so good.
This is Breakfast with Martin Bester. Jacaranda FM.
Ach, look, Gnosis Wind gehad, ne? Because we're doing well so far. We can tell you what you do for a living, what your occupation is just by hearing your voice. It's called How Hard Can It Be?
How Hard Can It Be?
We try different things. Christo Pilein. Christo, goeiemôre.
Môre, hoe gaan dit?
Lekker jy.
Goedankie.
Waar bly jy?
Ek bly in Witrivier.
Oh, it's going to be a tough one. Jy bly in Witrivier. So in Witrivier, obviously, there's corporate stuff.
Yeah.
And then there's also outdoorsy kind of stuff.
I was going to say, there's nature stuff.
Yeah. Is it a two-way radio wat in die achtergrond?
Nee. Eigenlijk op die kar. Radio op die oomblik.
Okay, so jy het 'n kar nie, 'n bakkie nie.
Wel, ek is op iemand anders se foon op die oomblik. Wel, se voertuig.
Okay, so he's not on his own phone. He's driving with someone else.
Okay.
I was, yes.
They dropped you off for work?
No. I actually have to pick up my daughter from the hospital today.
Oh, no.
But she's fine. She's coming out today.
Oh, okay. In your type of work, so obviously he's in the kind of occupation that allows him to be a bit more flexible?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you work for yourself?
I do.
He works for himself. He stays in White River. So he doesn't like the big city. Is he oorspronklik van 'n groot stad af?
Ek het in Durban groot geword.
Jeez, this is unlikely. So he grew up in Durban, lives in White River, and he does something for himself. He's got his own kind of business. Het jy jou eie kar dan?
Ek het jou. Maak dit 'n bakkie.
Well, that's unlikely. okay, so jy eie bakkie, jy bly in Witrivier, does his own job. Werk jy met jou hande of nie?
Ek doen jou.
Het 'n bakkie, hy werk met sy hande, hy sy eie besigheid. Could it be plumbing or electrician?
Could it be both?
How? Are you both?
Could it be both, yeah?
Yeah, could it be both? Okay, so he's got a handyman firm, no. What do you think?
He sounds like a bit of a a jack of all trades, which, you know, so I'm not going to say farmer because there is a lot of farming activity around Vredefort.
Yeah.
So it sounds to me like he's based in town
because
He's got colleagues.
Werk jy op 'n plaas of het jy 'n plaas?
Nee, een van die twee nie. Okay. Maar jy het half die antwoord gesê, maar hom nie gesê nie.
Okay, hold on. So yeah. I think
you've got colleagues that he travels to work with, so not a farmer.
Yeah,
electrician or plumbing? You said you half said
both. I think he's got like a handyman business.
Okay,
that's what.
You are correct.
But you said that earlier.
Well done.
Yes, Luister, ek hoop jou dogtertjie is okay. Ja. En baie liefde vir almal daar op Vredefort, my vriend.
Baie dankie.
Kyk na jouself. Cheers, man. Bye.
Guys.
Look at you.
Wow.
Look at you.
Wow.
Kristen is an old friend of mine from Durban. No, he's not.
From Durban.
From Durban. Oh, well, how hard can it be? Well.
What did you guys drink this morning? It must be really good.
This is Breakfast with Martin Bester. Jacaranda FM.